This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim. Welcome, everyone. Good morning. Shalom Aleichem. We have a... First of all, Bruchim Habayim to the Kollel Agra de Perka National Shir that includes people all over the world from 72nd Road all the way to 72nd Avenue in Kew Garden Hills. And also in Boca. Let's see what else we have. And also, B'chol Makom Shehem. Ephraim, I see, is in the West Indies, wherever you might be. Welcome to the Shir. We have a very special subject today. We begin Sefer Shemois. First, Baruch Hashem, the new Sefer Shemois is out. Sefer Magid Harakia on Sefer Shemois. That's available at your local Svarim store. Or you could order it from our site, rabbidg.com. It's available with free shipping. Today's Mar Mekoymos actually I printed out from the Sefer. So if you want a little preview of what the Sefer looks like, this is available. If anybody wants it, I'll be happy to send this little mimer to you. Today's subject is about the topic of the Malchus and Moshe's request for Malchus and what the response was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe Rabbeinu from the snap, from the burning bush, and he says, Moshe, Moshe! And the Pasuk says, Al tikrav haloim, do not approach haloim. Now that's an interesting word, haloim. You say, Al tikrav kan, Al tikrav poi, but why haloim? Shal no alecha mi'al raglech, remove your shoe from on your foot. The place you're standing on, Admas Kodeshu, it's holy terrain. The place you're standing on, it's holy terrain. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Kuf Bezam and Aleph darshans from this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Melech, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not fulfill his bakasha. Omar Ula, Bikesh Moshe Malchus v'loi nitnu loi. Dechsiv al tikrav haloim v'ein haloim ela Malchus. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Mi anoichi? Who am I, Hashem Elokim, ki havi asani ad haloim, that you brought me ad haloim? Question. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Adoin HaNeviim. He reached the pinnacle of Shleimus. Why was he not fit to be Melech? Here, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be a Melech. What was lacking in Moshe Rabbeinu that he couldn't be a Melech? Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest man who ever lived. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was anav ma'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei adama. And just as Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble man who ever lived, Rabbeinu Yoina writes, he likewise excelled in every imaginable character trait. So, if David could be Melech, if Shlomo could be Melech, why could Moshe Rabbeinu not be Melech? A little bit earlier on in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, Vayhi bayomim harabim ahim, vayomos melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt died. Rashi says, and the source is the Medrash, Rashi writes, and the source is the Medrash, that actually the king of Egypt did not die. He became a Mitzayra, and he slaughtered Jewish children, and he bathed in their blood. So even though the Pasuk says, Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim, in truth, Paroi was still alive, but he became a Mitzayra. Why does it say, Vayomos Mitzayra Choshev Kames? Question, why do Chazal say that he really didn't die, he became a Mitzayra? We should say he died, it says he died, so why don't we learn the Pasuk Kepshutai? So the Malbim says that, in his opinion, the words of Chazal are built on the foundational principle that whenever it talks about the death of a melech, it always says the melech's name without saying he's a king. So in other words, whenever it talks about the death of a king, in the context of his death, we don't call him king. For example, Vayishkav Shloimoi im Avoisav, Vayishkav Rechavam, Vayishkav Avia. So why does it say Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim? So the reason is, we darshan He didn't really die. He just became a Mitzrayim. And then the Malbim says, I heard that the Gra says the same thing. So in other words, wherever Chazal talk about the Misa of a Melech, we don't call him a king. And the reason is, based on the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Vayechi, there's a rule, Ein Shiltoin B'Yoyim HaMaves. There's no dominion on the day of death. Even by David, it says, "V'hamelech David zaken." But when he came to die, "Vayikruvu yimei David lamos." Since there's a principle based on what it says in Koheles, there's no sovereignty on the day of death. So on the day of death, a king is not called a king. So instead of it saying "Vayamos Melech," in other words, When it says Vayamos Melech, the king died, it must be he didn't really die. He became a Mitzayro or some other reason why he's called dead even though he's not dead. Because there's a principle that on the day of death there's no power, there's no sovereignty, there's no Malchus. You can't be a Melech on the day of death. Usually when it talks about the death of a king, in the context it doesn't call him Melech. So if it says Vayamos Melech Mitzrayim, it must be he didn't really die. So we're going to try to use this idea to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu was not a melech, was not zoicha to malchus. The Gemara in Bracha says on Daf Yod that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the Rashbi, what does the pasuk mean? Piha pascha b'chachma v'soras chesed al l'shayna. Who did Shlomo say this pasuk about? Says the Gemara, Shlomo said this pasuk, Keneged, his father David. David lived in five worlds and he sang Shira. He lived in his mother's womb and he sang Shira. Baruch inav shiyas Hashem, v'chol kravai Hashem kachai. He was born, he gazed at the stars and he sang Shira. He nursed from his mother and he gazed at his mother's Dadeha, and he sang Shira. He saw the downfall of the wicked, and he sang Shira. He gazed at the day of death, and he sang Shira. Baruch inav shiyas Hashem, Hashem alaykai, gadal tama'oid. How do we know it's talking about Misa? Like it says, Taster panecha yibahelon, toisev rucham yigva'on. Shlomo HaMelech said, Baruch inav shiyas Hashem, I'm sorry, Shlomo HaMelech said, Pia Pascha B'chachma V'saras Chesed Al Hashoina, Keneged his father David. David lived in five worlds. He lived in the womb of his mother. He lived in the world of nursing. He lived in the world of the downfall of the wicked. He lived So these are the five worlds that he witnessed, and I think we left out one of them is when he was weaned from his mother. And from this Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us that the five times in Tehillim that it says Baruch Nafshi, that is David HaMelech sang Shira about five different worlds, and the fifth one being the Yom HaMisa. Now, the Pnei Yeshua is bothered on this Gemara that these are not five worlds. There's no world, the downfall of the wicked. What world is that? We know there's Me'imai, there's being born, there's nursing, the downfall of the wicked, and the day of death, the downfall of the wicked is not a world. Nursing is not a world. So the Pnei Yeshua says, based on the great teaching of the Mekubalim and the Zohar HaKadosh, that a person's neshama has five components to it. The five components of the neshama are nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. Like Rabbi Elazar HaKalir writes about in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Nefesh is the living spirit that you have when a person is conceived. Ruach, a person gets when they're born. Neshama, a person gets when they nurse. Chaya, a person gets We'll see when. Pei Yeshua says, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, all of mankind has. Nefesh is the moving spirit that a person has when they're in utero. That's when the Vlad begins to move. The Ruach comes when a person is born. Neshama comes when one nurses. This is explained in the Sifrei HaMekubalim. Everybody has it. If somebody is Zoicha, they're Zoicha to an element of Neshama, which is called Chaya. And this is only when a person reaches a stage of godless, when a person becomes 13 years old and they become chayv in mitzvahs. But the fifth chelik of the neshama, which is yechida, no one is zoicha to yechida b'chayav, even tzaddikim gemurim are not zoicha to yechida b'chayav. But tzaddikim gemurim are zoicha to yechida la'achar misasan. Now, so there are five dimensions of the neshama. There's the nefesh, when you're created. There's the ruach, when you're born. There's the neshama, when you nurse. There's chaya, when you become 13. And not everyone is zoicha to it. And the final element, which is called yechida, even tzaddikim gedolim don't achieve it until the Yom HaMisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, now we understand what Rav Shimra Yechai means in the Gemara. It's the Rashbi himself who in the Gemara in Brachai said that David HaMelech sang shir about five worlds. The five Baruch Yinavshis that David HaMelech said are keneged the Chamisha Chelkei Neshamais. Three are Bezman, Ibur, Leida, and Yenika. The Chelek HaRavi is only a tzaddik that is zoicha through his masim toivim when he gets the yetzer toiv. And the downfall of the wicked is the downfall of the yetzahara. Amnam, the chelek of yechida, that comes la'achar misa, that is the shira of yom ha'misa, is the shira of yechida. Now, very interesting. So all the five barchi nafshis correspond to, by the way, the gematria of Baruch Yinavshi as Hashem is Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Isn't that amazing? The Rambam Pano writes, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Now, he sang Shira B'meima. He sang Shir Kishanoilad, Kishayonak, when he became a Gadol, and about Yom HaMisa. However, the Pnei Yeshua in fact says that there was one tzaddik that was zoicha to yechida b'chayav. Even though the Pnei Yeshua says that nobody is zoicha to yechida b'chayav, Pnei Yeshua says there was one tzaddik who is zoicha to yechida. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only individual, by the way, there are aspects of yechida that even we are zoicha to. The Arizal says that every morning when you answer Baruch Hu, you know, when you wake up, when a person goes to sleep at night, the different halakim of the neshama go up to Shamayim, and they don't necessarily come back until various parts of Avodas Hashem. The chelek hayechida, which it sounds like we do have some connection to, that only comes back when you answer Baruch Hu in the morning. But it sounds like the only tzaddik that was zoicha to yechida in significant capacity was Moshe Rabbeinu. So from here we see, Hare Shemoshe Rabbeinu zocha lebechinas yechida, even when he was alive. And the question is, in what way was Moshe Rabbeinu zoicha to yechida that he was roy to be masig the chelek haneshama that's called yechida even before his misa? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu zoicha to the madrega of yechida even before his misa? Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisoy Dei HaTorah that everything Hashem created in this world, it's a combination of goylam and surah. Goylam is raw material, and Sura is the finished product. Everything in this world, even our bodies, are made out of Adama, to which Hashem fashions into Sura. There's Choymer, the raw material, and there's Sura, the finished product. The reason why a person dies is because his Choymer, his raw material, is something that it disintegrates and decomposes. Interestingly, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was completely transformed his Choymer into Tzura, like the Rambam writes in the Mar Nevuchim, and he was just Tzura. The rest of mankind is a combination of Choymer, we're flesh, which is fashioned into a final product of a human being. But Moshe Rabbeinu completely transformed himself into Tzura. And because he was Tzura, he was on the Madrigo when he was alive, like everyone else, Bishas Misa. That's why he had Yechida, the Rabbi Yosef Engel says. Because he, Bechayav, was like a tzaddik la'achar misasai. There's an idea that a person, you know, we think that when a person dies, so then he decomposes and he is minimized and mitigated. It's just the opposite. When a person dies, so now his neshama works at full capacity and is in full glory. Then when a person passes on, they're just tzura, without chaymeh, without any raw material. They're a perfected state. The reason why the madrega of yechida is only possible achar misa, because the madrega of yechida is only for someone on the madrega of tzura, finished product. So while we're alive, we're chaymer, we're raw material and finished product. But la'achar misa, we're just a finished product. Therefore, we can have the madrega of yechida la'achar misasainu. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was different than the rest of mankind. He was only tzura without chaymer. By the way, the Maharal writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe ki min ha'mayim mishisuhu. Why ki min ha'mayim mishisuhu? It should say ki min ha'ya'ar mishisuhu. Why is it necessary to know what river he came from? So the Maharal says the word Moshe demonstrates the inyan, the essence of Moshe, that he's removed from Mayim. Mayim has no tsura at all. The Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Maharal writes, is the Maila of tsura. He's completely elevated above raw material, Choymer. He is just pure intellect that is Nivdal, just tsura. Someone who is closer to intellect is closer to tsura. So Moshe Rabbeinu was tsura alone without Choymer, and the Mayim is the hepech of that. Mayim has no tsura at all. And therefore he's called Moshe because he is drawn from the Mayim. Anyway, the Maharal learns that the Shem Moshe demonstrates that he is completely elevated above the Madrega of Choymer. Be it as it may, what's the reason we are not Zoychetach Yechida until the Yom HaMisa? Because so long as we're alive, we're Choymer with Tzura. We're raw material and a finished product to some extent. But when a person passes on, where they're elevated to the status just of Tzura, so then we reach the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're Zoychetach Yechida. But Moshe Rabbeinu was already Tzura while he was alive. And therefore he was Zoycha to Yechida even while he was alive. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, while he was alive, was already on the Madrega of people La'achar Misasam. Now, according to this, we could explain why Moshe Rabbeinu, despite his greatness, was never Zoycha to Malchus, was not given Malchus. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu was fit for Malchus. So why didn't he get it? not because of a lack of his madrega, but because of his greatness. Because he purified his chaymer completely, and he was on the madrega of tzura, even when the neshama was in him. That's why he was zoichet yechida, even before his misa. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have the madrega of yechida even before his misa? The answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu was on the madrega of the yoyma misa, even b'chayav. So Moshe Rabbeinu was always on the yoyma misa. Why doesn't it say by a melech that a melech dies? Because on the day of death, there's no malchus. That's how we know that the king of Egypt didn't actually die, but he became a metzaira. So since Moshe Rabbeinu was always on the madrega of the Yom HaMisa, therefore he couldn't be a melech, because on the Yom HaMisa, there's no malchus. Ein shultain b'yom ha'maves. In other words, the reason why Moshe wasn't given malchus, it wasn't because of a low madrega. It was because he was on such a great level. He was always on the madrega of Yom HaMisa. That's why Rabbi Yosef Engel explains he was zoicha to yechida, even b'chayav. Therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu, we always apply the concept the ein shiltein b'yom ha'maves. By the way, even though Moshe Rabbeinu really was a melech, he was given malchus. Vayhi bishurin melech. The Ramban writes, that's why he blew the chatzotzreis. The Chassam Sofer says that was the taina of Moshe of Korach. How could you be the Navi and the Melech? But nevertheless, enduring Malchus, that it should pass on to his children, that was not given to him. So full-fledged Malchus, that level of sovereignty was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're explaining it's not because of a lack of Madrega, but just the opposite, it was because of his greatness. Okay, that is today's shir. Again, if anybody wants to see this, the full Sefer, Magid Rakia on Shemois, it is available on our site, rabbidg.com. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef in upcoming Svarim, Be'ezus Hashem on B'Lashon HaKodesh on Chinuch HaBonim, in a few weeks, we hope the new Art Scroll Haggadah will be coming out. So that will be available as well. Thank you everybody for coming. Today is a little bit of a shorter shir. I wish you all bracha v'hatzlacha, and have a great day. Kol tov.
The Haggadah will be in English?
The Haggadah is in English, yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.